suffering from the sting of the body, he asked the fourth wife, I have attached to you the most affection, and bought pretty clothes to you, and spent every festival with you. Now I'm dying. Will you follow me?
Pardon?
I'm not a self-sacrificing saint. No way! The fourth wife, who was sipping tea idly in her fur overcoat, defied him. The answer made the merchant feel fiercely disappointed on her conscience. Then he asked the third wife, Do you remember our romantic experience? Now that I'm dying, will you follow me? The third wife glimpsed against him. No, she denied. I couldn't bear tedious life in hell. I deserve a better life. Consequently, it is of necessity that I marry other guys afterwards. Then she was calculating the route to other millionaire's home. The answer also hurt the merchant, and then he resorted to the second wife. You've always facilitated me out. Now I barely beg you once more. When I die, will you follow me? I'm sorry, she frowned, claiming, I can only attend your funeral ceremony. The answer came like a bolt of thunder, and the merchant felt like being discarded. Then she was modifying the items of a business contract. Then a voice wept, We are bond couple. I'll go alongside with you wherever you go. The merchant awoke, stroking his first wife's coarse palm. She was so lean. Thinking of her fatigue year after year, he was greatly touched and said miserably, I should have treasured you before. Then she was doing the laundry for him. Virtually, we all respectively have four wives in our lives. The fourth tender wife represents our body. Despite the fact that we spend time making it look good, it'll distract from us when we die. Our third wife is our possessions, remarkable fame, or noble status. When we die, they all go to eternal collapse. The second wife is our family, friends, colleagues, or acquaintances. Regardless how close we have relied on them when we're alive, what they can do for us is coming to the funeral at the utmost. The first wife is in fact our holy soul, which is often neglected in our pursuit of material and wealth. It is actually the only thing that follows us wherever we go. We should cultivate it now, otherwise we will possibly feel regret in the end.